Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to Dish Nation,
everybody.
Hey. What's up? Before we get started, let's say hello to Chewy and our Atlanta crew. Hello.
What up?
Now, Brad's going to be joining us a little later in the show. Looks like blood is not thicker than water or money.
Oh.
Yes, A-Rod's former brother-in-law is suing him. Plus, Headcrack is chatting with Brandy.
Nice. TV's Moesha?
Yes, about her new album. Oh. And we're going to test her knowledge about her own lyrics.
Okay.
But first, Heidi, what you got?
All right. Well, these powerful women are making a bold statement in their stance for justice in the Breonna Taylor case. This is absolutely amazing. Maybe we should all do this. Follow Jada Pinkett Smith's lead, because Jada Pinkett Smith recently deleted all of her posts on Instagram. All of them are gone. She only has three posts on her IG profile.
Wow.
And in all three posts read justice for Breonna Taylor.
Oh,
you can take a look at her post there.
Good job,
Jada.
Pretty amazing.
Good job, Jada.
And my girl, you know, for the first time ever in 20 years, Oprah Winfrey has given up her magazine cover, the cover of O, and as a tribute to Breonna. She also wrote in her column in honor of Breonna, "What I know for sure, we can't be silent. We have to use whatever megaphone we have to cry for justice." And that is why Breonna Taylor is on the cover.
Oh.
So, Oprah.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Beautiful.
First time
that's
in
beautiful.
20 years.
With Portia and so many being out there for Breonna Taylor and protesting, do you think that now that Oprah has done this, that something will finally happen there?
Yeah, it's very touching for them, you know, to use their power like this. You know, this is what we've been waiting on. This is what we need to happen in this moment, because, you know, a lot of times people just get forgotten. You know, people don't even think about it anymore. A certain amount of time goes by, but we have to continue to make sure that her name stays in the forefront.
But Portia, you shouldn't have to go to jail behind that. Oprah have been knowing about that for a while now, honey. This thing just happened yesterday. Now, Oprah and Jada Pinkett Smith, but Jada was going to do stuff with her husband with the cheating scandal, but they could have been stepped in on Breonna Taylor, honey, and done something. Now, come on, now, be for real.
Better
about
late
this.
Than never, though, Gary.
Right.
I understand
well,
what you're saying.
Guess what? At the end of the day, they are using their platform right now. And whatever you decide to do, whatever time, you know, first of all, it shouldn't have taken this long for them to now have to do it now. So you can't blame anybody. I just respect the fact that they did it. And hopefully their followers and people on Dish Nation will also post about Breonna Taylor and demand justice for Breonna Taylor.
Amen, Portia.
Amen, baby.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Well, I don't know if you guys have been caught up on the tea, but the Ellen DeGeneres Show is currently under internal investigation. Now, on top of that, former Australian TV executive Neil Breen is out here claiming that he was told not to look her in the eye by her staff when she appeared on Australia's Today Show, which he worked on at the time. Take a listen.
The producers called us aside and said, okay, this is how it's going to work here this morning. Ellen's going to arrive at, 10:15, and she'll be sitting in this chair here, and Richard, you'll be sitting in this chair here. Neil, no one's to talk to Ellen. So you don't talk to her, you don't approach her, you don't look at her. She'll come in, she'll sit down, she'll talk to Richard, then Ellen will leave. And I sort of said, are you fair dinkum? Oh, I can't look at her. I found the whole thing bizarre.
So, Heidi, now, do you think it's okay to tell somebody not to look someone else in the eye?
No, I don't. And I don't believe that she doesn't know. I think when you're at that level, you've got your people working for you. You have meetings ahead of time. She's like, this, this, and this. I mean, she's telling them what she expects when she shows up somewhere. And actually, I'm more offended if somebody doesn't look me in the eye.
Right.
A lot of people are.
I've been in meetings with Frank with a male boss, and the whole time they'll sit and talk to Frank. And I'm like, oh, I'm here.
Exactly.
I don't say that, but I go, I haven't even been acknowledged. I haven't even been looked at.
But I'm also there, so they're only going to look at me, really.
But
you got a choice of a face to look at. Look at mine, right?
So it irritates me. I'm like, no, look at me. Treat me like a human being. I don't get the don't look at her. It's like, that makes me more.
I think it's because I said, don't look at her.
You're the one that said that.
She's like Medusa, you'll turn to a statue.
I think it's disrespectful.
She's got snakes in those hairs.
Again.
All right, y'all, this is so sad. It looks like we've got another quarantine break. Beautiful wife, Megan.
Gary.
They're getting a divorce, y'all, after 5 years.
Headcrack, you better console him.
Tell us, what's just really going on? Because I just got to collect myself. I just got to put myself together. Like, I just don't know what to do.
Weeping Gary, I got you. Compose yourself. So, y'all remember back in 2014 when Tracy Morgan was involved in that terrible accident where a Walmart truck hit his van that he was in? Well, Tracy and Megan were engaged before that, but they got married after he recovered about a year later. Now, Tracy is 51, Megan is 33, and they got a daughter by the name Maven, who's 7. Now, Tracy also has 3 sons from his previous marriage, and the oldest one is 34, so he's a year older than Megan.
Well, I think that right before the accident, that Megan wanted out, and we didn't know that. They were having issues. He has the accident. You can't leave right away, or else it's going to look like you're a bad person. So now she's waited the appropriate time through recovery to actually leave and get out of the relationship. That's what happened.
That Frank and I rarely agree, and that's word for word exactly what I was going to say.
But y'all missing a point, though, baby. Y'all are missing a point. Yeah, she was going to leave him, Frank and Heidi, probably before the accident. But now, honey, she gets to walk away with a cute wheelbarrow of money.
Something tells me Tracy Morgan had a prenup. And if you look at the calendar, we're about 100 and almost 50-something days into a quarantine. And if you saw his earlier interviews, Tracy Morgan was about one thing since this lockdown. Getting up pregnant.
Yeah.
So imagine somebody trying to Pepe Le Pew you for 151 days.
All right, earlier this week, we talked about the Emmy nominations, y'all. And it has been confirmed that the show will be virtual. Yes, that means the awards will be presented remotely this year. Wow, okay, all right, Emmys. Since your favorite A-lister is probably going to be at home, the black tie dress code is up. Obviously going to be more relaxed. In a letter to the nominees, host Jimmy Kimmel and the producer said, and I quote, "Our informal theme for the night is come as you are, but make an effort. We're going to make you look fabulous using good cameras and lighting and look forward to working with you to produce your unique on-screen moments." Wow, okay, Emmys, all right.
Guess what, guys? We are in for the most boring award show you have ever seen. Because, the last couple award shows, the only reason I really was tuned in is to see what they're wearing.
Thank you. Right. But they said, make an effort. So what does that mean? Make an effort means you don't have to dress in a tuxedo, but still look nice. That's what makes
at least try to be fly.
Gary, you know, make an effort during quarantines. I brushed my teeth this morning and washed my That's it. After quarantine. Wow. Okay.
And if you're being fancy, your socks will match.
Listen, I'll be watching. I think it's going to be more interesting than a regular Emmys at some sort of fancy place.
It's like we're watching baseball now because baseball is different than it ever was before. So this is a reason to actually watch the Emmys for the first time in a long time.
And what does Meryl Streep look like in PJs? I kind of want to know.
All right, y'all. Up next, Alec Rodriguez, honey, is having trouble with an ex, but it's not his ex-wife. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, in the wise words of Jennifer Lopez, love don't cost a thing, but in-laws sure for damn sure do. All right, y'all, let me explain. Of course, Alex Rodriguez was married before he got with J-Lo, and it turns out he's still having legal issues from back then, but not with his ex-wife, Cynthia. The issues are with his ex-brother-in-law. Wow. When A-Rod and Cynthia were married, he started a real estate business with her brother, Constantine Skirtis, who's suing Alex now for $50 million, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so he says that after A-Rod and Cynthia divorced in 2008, A-Rod shut him out of the profits from the business, and it looks like the judge is siding with Constantine, saying that punitive damages can be added to his case. Now, Chewy, do you think it was a good idea for A-Rod to get into business with his ex-brother-in-law? I mean, would you mix business with family?
Listen, I'm not worth $350 million like A-Rod, but I know there's a number one rule, man. You never mix family, business, and money. I keep it real separate. None of my family is involved in any of my business because once money is introduced, the whole situation changes and it turns dirty, and I want no part of that.
Yeah. Now, that may sound like a lot of money to most of us, but it's just chump change for Jeff Bezos' ex-wife Mackenzie. Oh. That's couch money, y'all. Now, she reportedly got $38 billion, and I say billion with the B, dollars in a divorce, and she just donated $1.7 billion to various charities. Wow. Now, here's the breakdown. Mm-hmm. Now, she said, 91% of the racial equity organizations are run by leaders of color. 100% of the LGBTQ equity organizations are run by LGBTQ leaders. And 83% of the gender equity organizations are run by women.
Yes.
All right, now, Portia, what do you think of this? When people donate money, you think they should do follow-ups, kind of how she did, right?
Oh, my God, you absolutely need to do follow-ups. You need to make sure you go online and find out who are the founders of these foundations. You also need to find out this, guys. Who is a big contributor to that foundation? Because it may not be someone you agree with. And, you know, I'm just put that out there. And so I like the fact that she actually did her research. But at the end of the day, if you giving this kind of money, you better be damn sure your money going to the right people. Because she giving, these are millions and millions of dollars. So I love her for this.
Right.
Now, Gary, here's the little tea on this now. It appears that Miss Mackenzie wants no parts of her ex-husband because this girl done gone back to her maiden last name, Scott. What you think about that?
If I was Miss Bezos, girl, I think I would have kept that last name. You know you don't let a name like that go because you want the girls to know who you are, bitch, when you walk through the door. That's Miss Bezos. But, honey, she said the hell with that. She went back to Scott. So, honey, it's very interesting that she did that because most women who was married to men with money, they don't usually let that name go.
But when you got that kind of money, though, Gary, you kind of want to fly low. Like, you don't necessarily want to be the easiest person to spot on a name guest list book, you know what I mean? Like, people looking for Bezos. You gonna have all types of dirty, rotten scoundrels trying to get it up in.
Yeah, that's true. She should change her name to Martinez. There you go, baby girl.
All right, y'all, don't go nowhere, because coming up next, I sit down with the one and only Brandy. Don't go nowhere. More Dish Nation on the way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I'm so excited about this one because we have a bona fide queen on the scene. I'm sitting down with a Dish Nation favorite, Grammy Award winning, vocal Bible of the industry, countless classics and more on the way. One time for Brandy in the house. What up, sis?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It is so good to have you back on the show. And we have a reason to celebrate.
Yes.
Brand new album, B7.
I know, I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
I don't know what your beauty regimen is, but you still giving us first album face.
Thank you. Well, you know black don't crack, Chad.
You don't even chip, apparently, because you're like, yo.
Well, you look great too, nah.
The new album is called B7. Shout out to the single Rather Be, which is really solid. Now, this lap around, what can people expect to hear from you, Brandy?
well, they can expect to hear my entire heart. You know, this is an album I feel like is so personal, so authentic. And, you know, although it's rooted in R&B, it's very abstract, sultry. And I feel like it's an album that you can listen to from top to bottom.
You collab with Chance the Rapper for the single Baby Mama.
I do.
You know, I said recently, I was talking to somebody, I was like, yo, the single Black woman is the strongest person in the universe.
Yes, come on.
What made you feel compelled to make a new anthem for the ladies who feel underrepresented out there?
Well, I feel like Baby Mama in and of itself has a negative connotation. And I wanted to be one of the people to change that, because I think it's a powerful experience being a mother, and especially a single mother who doesn't have it easy. And so I wanted to give a positive voice to all single mamas out there, mothers in general. And then also, it's just my unconditional love for my daughter. I absolutely love being her example. And then, you know, just choosing Chance the Rapper, you know, that's one of her favorite artists. So I was just trying to get my cool mommy points on that, you know.
No doubt. Now let's talk alter egos for a second, because just like with Brandy, we also grew up watching Moesha. Many of us still watch that to this day. Did you get your hair like freshly braided for every episode, or was it like a wig, or like how does this work?
No, and you know what, let me just let people know, I have worn wigs in my life before. Ain't nothing wrong with a wig. But back then when I was doing Moesha, I saw a picture where somebody thought that, you know, my braids were wigs. No, they were not wigs. I got my hair braided, not every show, but I got my hair braided as much as I possibly could to keep it fresh. I'm glad you asked that, because I was like, when am I gonna ever answer that question? Because it's not like I can tweet that I never wore a wig, you know, on the show. But thank you for asking me.
Now, a little bit of everybody in the business, who have you not worked with that's still on your checklist that you wanna get to?
D'Angelo.
Whoa. So what's keeping the collaboration from happening? Because that seems like a no-brainer.
I don't know. I don't know if he knows that I want to work with him.
See,
I don't know.
We got an exclusive now. We just put it out in the world.
Come on. Like, that would be awesome.
Now, if you had to guess how many songs you've recorded in your whole career.
Maybe like over 500 songs.
Now, if we had to put this in percentages, what is the percentage of lyrics that you actually remember?
That's a hard one.
Perfect. So we're going to play a game real quick. How well Brandy remembers her lyrics to some of her classics.
Okay. Right?
So I'll say the first couple lines, you finish it off, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm just trying to be me, doing what I got to do.
Some people think that I'm just sitting on top of the world.
Okay. So she knows that one. Easy breezy. All right. I ain't going front. I ain't even going lie.
Since you're watching in the club, I ain't even gonna lie. Right?
Almost there. Since you walked up in the club, I've been giving you the eye.
I've been giving you the eye. Damn, I said I ain't even gonna lie.
Well, here go the last one. Be sitting up in my room.
Back here thinking about you. I must confess, I'm a mess for you.
See, that was most of her lyrics. You would win some sort of karaoke show. That'd be great. Yo, Brandy, we love you so much over here at Dish Nation.
Love you too.
So excited about the new album. B7 is about to hit the streets and flood the airwaves. Much love to you and your daughter. And yo, continue
much success. Love to
sky's
you.
The limit, baby girl. All right?
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, if you're looking to move to Los Angeles, Bella Thorne may have just the house for you.
Hey.
Well, it's if you like pink and a real bold, unique decor, and maybe you have $2.5 million laying around. Bella is selling her Sherman Oaks house for a little over $2.5 million. Now, check out the exterior of this house. The first person that comes to mind is Gary. Please explain your thoughts on this house, Gary.
Now, the exterior is not cute at all, especially for $2 million, but the interior, okay. Yeah. I love it because my house is colorful. And I mean, I'm a colorful person, honey. So I love the interior, baby. She peed for that.
But it's a little too personalized. That's the thing.
Somebody's off her meds and she has a paintbrush.
The bathroom looks like she literally just lucked up on some fake flowers and stuff on Amazon and ordered all of it and was like, I'm about to just decorate my bathroom during quarantine. And then that's what you get.
That's like ready to go take if you live in Narnia.
I think
there's like a Twilight fan who's gonna like buy all into this. Right. You know what I mean? Like you got the mural in there, the bathroom is fly. I feel like I would be able to like, you know, handle my business in peace in there. I like it.
I know it's gonna be hard to believe, but at my house, I have an original Picasso self-portrait of him smoking a bowl in crayon.
No. Oh, really?
It's in my office.
An original?
An original.
You got money like that, 69. Frank?
Hell yeah, I got money like that, Portia. You interested? I'll get you a Narnia bathroom, whatever you want, baby doll.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.